You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Okay, Sun Chen, I have a test for you.
A test? That's not fair. 你又为什么一上来想先考考我呀?
Well, it's about Chinese history, so you shouldn't have any problems.
关于中国历史的问题啊，你肯定难不倒我。
Listen to the man and tell me which Chinese historical site he's talking about.
The first figures were discovered in 1974, and though there's been a steady program of excavation ever since, it's thought that the 1,000 or so figures here in front of me represent just a small part of a vast imperial guard.
Can I hear again?
Of course. And here are some words to help you. Figure.
人物 Figure.
Discovered.
被发现 Discovered.
Excavation.
考古挖掘 Excavation.
Imperial Guard.
帝国的卫队 Imperial Guard.
Here he is again.
The first figures were discovered in 1974, and though there's been a steady program of excavation ever since, it's thought that the 1,000 or so figures here in front of me represent just a small part of a vast imperial guard.
Well, it's easy now. 他说的是兵马俑，那兵马俑英语怎么说呢？
We say the terracotta warriors.
Terracotta Warriors, 兵马俑。不过我们的节目说的都是在英国的生活，为什么会聊到兵马俑呢？
Because the Terracotta Warriors are coming to Britain.
What? All of them?
No, not all of them, but quite a few will be displayed at the British Museum as part of an exhibition about the first emperor.
Wow, sounds interesting. 大英博物馆呢将会有一个关于中国第一位皇帝秦始皇的展览。这个展览当中的一些兵马俑就是从中国借来的。
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Yes, I would say it is the most important archaeological excavation in China, if not in the world, because the first emperor had such significance in Chinese history. He unified China, he made China as we know it today.
There's that word excavation again.
考古挖掘
Archaeological excavation. Archaeological.
考古学的
That was Jane Porter, who's in charge of the Chinese collection at the British Museum. She says the Terracotta Warriors are the most important archaeological excavation in China, or perhaps the world. She thinks it's because the first emperor had such significance for Chinese history.Significance.
具有重要意义 Significance.
He unified China and made it the country we know today. To unify.
就是统一。我们再来听听他是怎么说的。
Yes, I would say it is the most important archaeological excavation in China, if not in the world, because the first emperor had such significance in Chinese history. He unified China. He made China as we know it today.
Have you ever seen the Terracotta Warriors, Neil?
Yes, actually, I have. I was lucky enough to visit Xi'an a couple of years ago. It was an incredible sight.But I've forgotten some of the history, I'm afraid.
虽然我们的 Neil 以前是曾经去过中国的西安看过兵马俑了，不过对于这段历史 ，Neil 还得需要别人给他提个醒。
Well, here's a man who knows his Chinese history. But first, some words to help you. Warring.
敌对的。
Factions.
派别。
Warring factions.
敌对的派别。
Megalomania.
自高自大的。
To decree.
命令宣布
The afterlife
来世
Court
皇宫
To be replicated
复制
Listen to the expert
They were built on the orders of the first emperor of China The man who united the warring factions And who ruled the new nation for just 11 years But in an act of fantastic megalomania He decreed that he would continue to rule from the afterlifeAnd he ordered his entire court and army to be replicated in terracotta to keep him company after his death.
Ah, yes, I'm beginning to remember now. The first emperor wanted to rule from the afterlife after he died, so he built an army out of terracotta to protect him.
Ah, 看起来我们女友终于想起来了。
Here's the director of the British Museum. He's speaking about what makes the first emperor so special.
The first emperor, Qin Shi Huangdi, was able to dream on a scale that nobody else ever dreamt. I don't think anybody in history has tried to create a parallel universe, life-size, in which he would rule forever. So much of what modern China is a consequence of what that man did. And I think there are very, very few historical figures who changed the world in such a way that we are still living with the consequences of that change.
他梦想的境界简直是没有人能够企及。
He tried to create a parallel universe. Parallel.
平行的, 并行的。
Parallel universe.
一个并行的宇宙。
Modern China is a consequence of what the first emperor did. A consequence of.
如果你要想说一个东西导致了另外一个东西，你可以说用什么东西 is a consequence of 另一个东西。
Have another listen.
The first emperor, Qin Shi Huangdi, was able to dream on a scale that nobody else ever dreamt. I don't think anybody in history has tried to create a parallel universe, life-size, in which he would rule forever. So much of what modern China is a consequence of what that man did. And I think there are very, very few historical figures who changed the world in such a way that we are still living with the consequences of that change.
Let's hear some of today's words again. Archaeological.
考古学的, archaeological.
Significance.
重大意义, significance.
Factions.
派别, factions.
Megalomania.
自高自大的, megalomania.
To decree.
命令, 颁布, to decree.
BBC Learning English. Culture.
That's what's so exciting about this whole site, that the terracotta warriors were excavated by chance. It's a never-ending, endless excavation site. I can't see it ever-ending because there's so much still to find.
That was Jane again from the British Museum. She thinks the excavation in Xi'an is so exciting because it's never-ending.
永无休止的.
It's endless.
永久的, 永恒的.
She thinks there's still a lot left to find.
那如此庞大的发现, 一个伦敦的博物馆怎么能够展现得出来呢?
Well, that's a very good point. Here's the director of the British Museum again, speaking from Xi'an.
You can't do justice to the story other than here, of course. But I think what we can do is give the visitor some idea of the scale of the achievement and how different it is from anything that we know in Europe.
He says you can't do the site justice other than in Xi'an. You can't do it justice.
这种说法的意思呢，就是说公正的按照全貌的向什么人展示什么东西。
You can't do it justice, but he thinks the exhibition will give people an idea of the scale of the achievement. The scale of something, meaning the size of something.
就是规模.
Achievement.
成就.
The scale of the achievement.
如此规模宏大的成就.
He says it's very different to anything in Europe. Listen again.
You can't do justice to the story other than here, of course. But I think what we can do is give the visitor some idea of the scale of the achievement and how different it is from anything that we know in Europe.
But despite that, it's still a very large exhibition and one that China thinks is important. He thinks the Chinese authorities have been generous.
慷慨, generous.
Listen to the museum director again.
It's very striking that the Chinese authorities have been so generous to us in London. This is the largest loan of material from the tomb of the first emperor that's ever been allowed out of China. And it's very pleasing that they've chosen to make that loan to the British Museum. It also, I think, suggests something about how important they think it is that the world outside understand the long history of China. And obviously, in London, that will reach a very wide international audience.
So it's actually the largest loan of material from the tomb of the first emperor ever to be allowed out of China. Tomb.
陵墓, tomb.
Tomb is spelt T-O-M-B. But the B is silent, so be careful. Tomb.
陵墓这个英语单词的拼写呢是 T-O-M-B, 最后的字母B可是不发音的。
He thinks the outside world can learn a lot about China's long history because the British Museum has a very large international audience.
他认为全世界能够通过大英博物馆更好地了解中国悠久的历史，而每年众多来大英博物馆参观的人也是来自世界各个地方。我们再来听一遍。It's
very striking that the Chinese authorities have been so generous to us in London. This is the largest loan of material from the tomb of the first emperor that's ever been allowed out of China. And it's very pleasing that they've chosen to make that loan to the British Museum. It also, I think, suggests something about how important they think it is that the world outside understand the long history of China. And obviously, in London, that will reach a very wide international audience.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Well, Sun Chen, I definitely think I'll go to that exhibition.
Yes, I can tell you need some help with your Chinese history.
Yes, well, before we go, let's hear some of the words from today's program again. To decree.
颁布命令.
The afterlife.
来生来世.
Replicated.
复制.
Tomb.
陵墓.
To do something justice.
公正地做些什么事情去反映事情的全貌.
If you want more help with your English, go to our website, www.bbcchina.com.cn.
你要是想了解更多的英语知识，别忘了随时登录我们的网站 www.bbcchina.com.cn,
or send us an email at chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
还能给我们发电子邮件，我们的地址是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
See ya.
Bye.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.